off to Kirikiriroa for news from Taiwhenua, the rural news. Susan Murray is with us. Kia ora, Susan.
Good morning, Susan.
Now, applications coming in from Canterbury farmers needing financial help from those floods.
They are, and they have until tomorrow to actually apply for this funding. It's a $4 million fund that the government announced after floods hit the region at the end of May, and of course there was more flooding just a couple of weekends ago. The Ministry for Primary Industry says so far 42 farmers and growers have applied for this financial support. MPI will contribute up to half of the clean-up costs for uninsurable works, such as cleaning up flood debris and enabling pasture and fodder crops to be re-sown. Mid-Canterbury Federated Farmers President David Clark says farmers were getting on with the repairs, but the Ashburton River broke its bank again a couple of weekends ago, undoing their hard work.
Yeah, they are rightfully concerned and disappointed, the farmers that had taken it upon themselves to crack on and clean up the shingle and trees on their land and get new fences put back up. Yeah, pretty disappointing for them to see that work washed away. But it is what it is, and we're now in a vulnerable position. But there's nothing that can be done to quickly fix that. It's just a matter of time for the river protection works to be rebuilt and then the willow trees to be replanted and then eventually re-establish themselves strong enough to hold those banks together.
He says the clean-up is going to be ongoing and a slow process.
We're fully understanding the scale of the May flood now, and that was the task with the applications, was to get a gauge on just how big this event was and what the quantum of damage on farm was. And we've done that through this process, but we are also too taking the Prime Minister at her word when she visited our district that the $4 million was a first step, and if the scale of the event was larger than that, it would be topped up. So we're certainly taking her on her word at that.
David Clark, and they're expecting more applications will come in before the cut-off time tomorrow.
Now, Susan, a brand new company has been formed to look at wool in a different light.
Yes. The wool-based wool research organisation, also called RONS, has launched a company to commercialise these new products and to find new markets for them. And it comes following a five-year programme which was looking at innovative uses for strong wool. But strong wool normally goes into things like carpets. But this company is called Wool Source, and it's aiming to prove the commercial viability of using wool-based ingredients in applications like cosmetics and personal care items. Its chief executive is Tom Hooper, and he says a pilot production facility to manufacture these ingredients has just been opened at Lincoln University.
So that is particles, powders and pigments that are deconstructed down to a cellular level and then reconstituted to form very fine wool powder that can be used in a whole range of applications, such as cosmetics, personal care, and pigments. So if we split those three up, personal care is broadly shampoo, hair-related products, things that have keratin in them. Keratin's a form of protein that wool is a very good source of, and this is an excellent replacement ingredient to some of the other sources of keratin that goes into those products. There are definitely applications in cosmetics, as bronzers, as all kinds of potential coloured cosmetic products. That's part of the process and one of all strengths. It takes colour really well.
Tom Hooper says once Wool Source has proven the commercial viability of these products, it will find a New Zealand partner to take on large-scale production. We'll catch you back with more Prime Minister news in the midday hour.
Ngā mihi, thank you very much. Susan Murray.